Let me turn my mic on. Welcome back in the zone, Justin Akre, Chris Kane, who's been trying to shut my mic off all day. Chris, you're putting up a good fight. I give you credit.
Thank you.
Joe Klein is here from UALR tonight. Trojans, Bobcats. Put them in the arena. I'll take the Trojan.
Need it. Need some help. A little help here.
You guys don't serve any Bobcat at Corky's, do you?
We'll bring it in. We'll barbecue.
Really? All right.
What holiday would Bobcat be served best for?
I think it'd make a nice Valentine's Day dinner.
I agree.
Honey, here's your Bobcat.
Half and half. That's like a Fred Flintstone dinner. So you do like half and half dry Bobcat ribs and wet Bobcat ribs. I like it. All right, let's go to the track, and we'll talk more about how to cook barbecued Bobcat in a moment.
You got a good recipe.
I tell you what, it is. It just never fails. It never ceases to amaze me, the nonsense that we talk about. Did you hear Bruce Springsteen the other day? He was asked on Jimmy Fallon show whether or not he would rather fight, what was it, Matt, 100 horse-sized ducks or one duck-sized horse? No, one horse-sized duck
or
100 duck-sized horses.
Yes.
Whoever asked that question?
Fallon.
420, dude.
I'm telling you. No, and Springsteen.
That's a 420, dude.
Springsteen spent.
Joe, you're going to start using that all the time now, aren't you?
That's like, he thought deeply about it.
424, that's what they start talking about. Hey,
Springsteen spent about a minute answering it.
It was well
very
said.
In-depth. It was incredible.
It was.
It was one of the highlights of the show for sure. All right, well, let's go to the track. What's up, Money?
Honey, yes.
Joe Klein's here. My wife just showed up as well, so she's got mace. I don't know what that's about. Money, how we doing?
We good.
You can go down to the track, win a whole bunch of money today on Jeff's picks, and then come back and watch UALR tonight. That's a good day.
It is, and there'll be plenty of time. We're going to be kind of going through the races fairly quickly, I understand, this morning. After talking to the stewards, I anticipate some very frigid temperatures tonight, obviously, Justin. So they're going to try to get this card done by about 4:30. So
that's what I'm talking
about.
A little
heads up to those people there that may be betting in Oaklawn anywhere and elsewhere. Just kind of keep your eyes peeled to the racing here at Oaklawn. We're going to run through pretty quickly. And, Justin, I do want to touch base here also regarding track condition. It is, I think, a rather critical element available only here at the Buzz. Due to those anticipated very cold temperatures, they will not be putting any water on the racetrack today, and I think it's only going to have to help the closers down here a little bit more maybe than a typical racetrack, which tightens up as you do put water on it during the course of the afternoon. So kind of thinking that way along my lines of selection, going more toward closers today, and I think that's a good example here in the opener. First of all, we'll start the week with some $7,500 claimers. I initially picked the entry here, the 1 and the 1A together. It looked like a classic 1-2 punch, Pink Champagne on Ice, the speed, and Lucky Flow left to pick up the pieces after her entry made assures a quick early pace. They did scratch the part of the entry, Pink Champagne, but I still think there's enough pace, and as I said, the racetrack without any water in it is almost going to have to lean heavily toward closers, and Lucky Flow has the best late kick of this bunch. You're going to get 10-12-1 here on what's left of the entry, the 1A Lucky Flow. Let's move to the second on the afternoon, a slam dunk, I think, the shortest price horse all afternoon long. Talking about, of course, number 3, Jan's Perfect Star, in with Allowance Company, State Bred Allowance Company. This is a stakes-type mare, and she has got this bunch well over a barrel as far as class goes. The double numbers, 1 and 3. We move now to the featured eighth race on this Thursday afternoon. Again, going to some closing action with number 7, Pearl Turn. This race has enough speed in it, I think, to set the stage for a late run. And again, the racetrack should be playing that way. So we'll go with number 7, Pearl Turn in the eighth. That's our featured race pick. Our Buzz Long Shot comes back in the sixth race of the afternoon. And that would be at number 11, Mountain Kitty. This one has a little early-looking pace to her on paper, but I think you're going to see her take back under Cliff Berry, very patient rider for trainer Randy Morris, and that's our Buzz Long Shot at 5-1. Number 11, Mountain Kitty, and that's in the sixth.
Gates are open. First post, 1:30. Going to try to wrap up by 5:30, Joe, which means you can get back. Or 4:30, did you say?
Yes, 4:30, very
so
quickly.
You can get back in time to stop by Corky's, Joe, and then come see UALR, so you can really have a full day.
I'm doing it.
Leaving. Right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to shoot around. I'm going down. Do the pink, is it what he said?
Pink champagne on ice scratch, so you can't have that.
Oh, okay.
No, you'll have to have iced tea on ice, I guess.
Is that the...
It's not really a horse, no. It's actually Lucky Flow.
Yeah, I'm going
Flow
down there. I'm going to get it done.
Load up on Lucky Flow today, big guy.
Give me some ribs on the way back.
Mm.
Take them in, eat them in the locker room.
It's good. It's kind of rude, but you can't share, right? It's an NCAA violation.
Absolutely.
You can share with the coaches.
I'd look at them and I could say, hey, kids, I'd love you to have some of this, but it's a rule. Rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Well, tell them, you know, work hard on the court tonight and you can't really take
them. Go buy your
own ribs. Go get them after. Work hard and buy your own.
We'll keep the store open for you.
There's a coupon.
Yeah. There you go. That's not a violation, right?
No.
Money.
Okay, good.
Appreciate it. We'll visit tomorrow. Hopefully, hopefully it goes okay with the cold weather. But
indeed. We'll keep you posted. You'll be up to date as always on the buzz. You'll be the first to know. Good luck tonight, Joe.
All right.
Thanks.